A word for you from Joshua 24 verse 15. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. People pleasers make traitors. The just believe, just raise your hand, it's easy to be a Christian. Cheap grace and easy believism is producing shallow, superficial, self-centered, weak, wet, wimps, weeds. False converts are easily offended at the hard words of Jesus. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say, Jesus said. I tell you that for every idle word a man may speak, they will have to give an account on the day of judgment. We have a choice between the easy words of the world or the hard words of Christ. Do you prefer to be entertained rather than educated? Would you rather be comforted than confronted? Would you rather be encouraged than edified? Would you prefer to be flattered rather than rebuked by God's word? There are many who offer you easy believism, but Jesus Christ demands sacrificial discipleship. Many pastors are offering a cheap grace, but Jesus Christ demands full surrender to God. You have to take up your cross, deny yourself, forsake the world, and follow Christ. But would you prefer to be with the crowd? And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear God. Would you rather follow the herd? Do you want to go with the majority? Even a dead fish can float downstream. We can be man-pleasers or we can be God-pleasers, but we cannot be both. We have a choice. You can be popular with the world or you can be faithful to God's word. You can seek the approval of men or the approval of God. We are commanded to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. You are faced with a clear choice between the broad way that leads to destruction or the narrow way which leads to life. You're either building on the sand of humanism or building on the rock of God's word. We're either foolish or we're wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Would you rather be amused than challenged to think critically? Would you rather have your ears tickled with what you're itching to hear? Or hear the hard, sharp words of our Lord Jesus Christ? We must all make choices. Every decision you make makes you either a creature of heaven or a creature of hell. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.